Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Reverend Percy McCray, Director of Faith-Based Programs, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and specifically Our Journey of Hope. And of course, I was sharing with you just before the show my own personal experience with my sister being diagnosed and given 3 months to live, and how you really did need to have hope. You needed to focus on joy rather than the sad possibilities. So tell me, Reverend Percy, how should I call you?
Reverend Percy will be fine.
Or Reverend McCray.
Whatever is easier to say. Sometimes people get hung up on the McCray piece.
Okay.
So either one will work. McCray. I'll answer to either.
Okay. So tell me, Reverend McCray, how did you first come to even be involved in this organization?
Well, Rose, it's a great question. My initial involvement with the organization of the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, I was freshly out of Bible college. And I had an acquaintance who was working at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and I was not aware of this organization or its mission at all. And quite frankly, I was asked, would I consider thinking about doing hospital ministry? And I was not in the least at all interested in doing hospital ministry. I thought chaplains were boring and they didn't do real ministry. It was kind of generic and didn't really have any meat and substance to it. And so after being kind of prodded by that individual, I agreed to sit and have a conversation, and I was hired to start working there. And that was almost 20 years ago now.
Praise God. Now, I want us to just unpack the whole program for our listeners, if that's possible.
Sure.
So I'm interested in some training. Where would I start?
It's a great question. First and foremost, for anyone who's interested in training with respect to how to minister to cancer patients,
yes,
their families, et cetera, we have an entire program that's been established called Our Journey of Hope. And we have a website where initially anyone can peruse and look through. And then we have actual training opportunities that are set up throughout the year at all five of our regional hospitals across the United States: Tulsa, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Georgia, Phoenix, Arizona, Chicago, Illinois, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we do those trainings throughout the year where people can sign online and register online free of charge, and they can sign up to actually come to 2 half-days of training that will orient them and immerse them in the idea of practical, pragmatic ministry to cancer patients.
And they can go to your website, ourjourneyofhope.com.
Correct, ourjourneyofhope.com.
All spelled out, www.ourjourneyofhope.com.
All one word, all lowercase letters.
So I come to your site, and I think that as time goes on, more people are diagnosed with cancer, and there are more fatalities from cancer. So there's a real fear that permeates the whole nation as far as the word cancer. And maybe God is allowing us or using this scourge, so to speak, to really bring us back to Him. So I go to this 2-day biblically-based cancer care leadership training program. I mean, I'm really interested in doing this. So when I get there, then am I watching videos? Am I working in small groups? How do those 2 days look?
actually all of the above that you've mentioned. Yes, cancer is the scourge of our modern day era. One quick correction, statistically, actually, there are more people who are now living and thriving and surviving with cancer than any time before. And that's really good news to help correct the third truth that you did mention. And that is the fear factor of being conditioned that when we hear and think about cancer, that we're preconditioned to think the worst. And that's half of the battle. From a faith-based perspective, we know that the Bible tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we have to change our paradigm around, number one, understanding that there are more people who are surviving cancer, despite the fact that by the year 2050, cancer diagnosis is looking to double, that we have to begin to help people work through the basic conditioning of being fearful about cancer.
Yeah.
So when individuals come to the actual training, what they can expect is some of all the above that you've mentioned. We have obviously some video sessions that we are playing and helping to give people a sense of actually, our curriculum is built off of 8 chapters that talk about very specific elements and aspects of cancer support, do's and don'ts of hospital visitation, you know, things that you should and should not say to a cancer patient, et cetera, et cetera. There are some nutritional elements there. There's a whole curriculum that's built around supporting cancer patients, and all of those chapters are supported with the DVDs that we provide to help also introduce those segments and sessions. And then we do some small breakout sessions for people while they're at the training as well, to kind of get a sense and a feel of what that would look like and feel like.
Now, would you suggest then that cancer is really become a lifestyle problem? You could equate it with high blood pressure and diabetes.
You know, it's a great question that you ask, Rose, that at the end of the day, we have more research that tells us that quite a bit of cancer is directly related and correlated to lifestyle practices, certainly the way that we eat, obesity. We now know we have some firm research that tells us about being overweight. There are many different correlating factors that help to contribute to the dynamic of the increase of cancer and its proliferation. And at the end of the day, if we can just understand a little bit better how to offset some of those factors, along with our faith and along with some good healthcare practices, we really do believe that we could change and reverse some of those proliferated numbers and help people to really reverse that process.
You know, when I was first introduced to our Journey of Hope, I kept looking for the catch. What is the catch? Do I have to go to their hospital? If, you know, am I recommending patients to go to their hospitals? What is the catch? I haven't really found it yet.
Good. That means that we've done a very good job, because there is no catch. I am primarily the person who helped to introduce the idea of what we now call our Journey of Hope. Some 12 years ago, based upon a request of a patient that I personally was viewing and visiting, I apologize, at the bedside, who simply asked me would I be willing to go to their ministerial alliance in their local community and just share with them some of the things that we did for our patients while in a healthcare environment. And Rose, this is the crucial piece right here, is that the vision that God dropped in my heart is that we need to help break down the walls of fear and in some cases just ignorance of the faith community and the healthcare community that at times philosophically are at odds with each other, but we're working toward the same goal, and that is to help our patient or our congregant. And so at the end of the day, I proposed this program to the organization on this premise, and I said that if we would take care of what's precious to God, God would take care of what's precious to us as an organization. So there is no catch. The fact of the matter is that 80% of our patient population identified themselves as evangelical Christians, and I felt that we needed to reach back into their local communities to help empower them to do a better job of supporting their members before they ever came to the front door of the local hospital. There's research that tells us that many people feel that though they belong to a very well-organized and well-structured congregation that they love, that that congregation does not know how to respond back to support them with respect to cancer support. And so most ministries have ministries toward divorce and addictions and finances and family orientation, but very few have any healthcare-related ministries. And I wanted to take up the gauntlet or throw down the gauntlet to say that it was time to provide a resource and a relationship to all faith-based communities to say, here's a partnership that will allow you to do that effectively and well. And at the end of the day, we create goodwill in the community with the healthcare organization and with the faith-based organization.
Yes, what a ministry. Well, we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the progress you've made so far in this. We'll be right back.
Over 1.5 million Americans are diagnosed with cancer every year. What these people need most is hope for their journey. The body of Christ can provide real hope.
Our journey of hope is an amazing opportunity for believers to stand in the gap of one of the greatest needs in our nation. There are open doors for the goodness, the grace, and the gospel of Jesus Christ to work in the lives of millions of Americans.
Sybil was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Despite great challenges, she and her husband placed their hope in God.
Cancer patients have to work against unbelievable odds for the possibility of survival. And at the end of that is predicated upon the ability to be hopeful and to believe in a higher power, something that extends beyond you. And in this particular case, we're talking about the faith and the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sybil and her husband are not alone on their journey. Their church family has come alongside to support them every step of the way.
It's part of being part of the body of Christ, where when one part suffers, we all suffer. And I want to tell you, we've learned to love more and care more because of the difficulty you guys have had. And since seeing you guys, I have a whole new outlook, and I have a whole lot of new advice for anyone with cancer in our church.
They need someone to stand with them and to hold their hand, to wipe the sweat from their forehead, to dry the tears from their eyes, and say that tomorrow potentially can be a better day.
When you have people that support you and lift you up, like here, your family in the body of Christ, it helps you get through that. It helps you to fight that battle. And I don't know how people get through it without it.
Our journey of hope is the ministry of love, hope, and encouragement. We provide pastors and ministry leaders with the tools, training, and support to create effective cancer care ministries in their churches and communities.
You have an opportunity to minister to the world in a way that maybe you've never done so, that will allow your ministry to expand its reach and its growth in your local communities.
The first step in launching a cancer care ministry is to attend a cancer care leadership training held throughout the year. During this two-day workshop, you will receive the training and the resources needed to start a cancer care ministry in your church. Using our biblically based cancer care ministry curriculum, you will be able to equip and empower members of your congregation to meet the spiritual and practical needs of those dealing with cancer. Once training is complete, your team of cancer care ministers will bring hope to those who are hurting.
Greater love has no man than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. You'll know you're his disciples because of your love for one another. And I think that's what signifies the body of Christ and what the church ought to be.
Visit ourjourneyofhope.com to learn more about starting a cancer care ministry in your church.
Welcome back. I'm here with Reverend Percy McCray, and the website is ourjourneyofhope.com. It was a brainchild of yourself that, you know, thought of this idea. You know, we have ministries in our church for divorce. We have ministries. There's 12-step programs for
Celebrate Recovery.
Recovery.
Stevens Ministries.
Yes. And finally, God laid upon your heart the idea of, you know, there could be a humongous ministry for those that are just learning about cancer in their bodies, cancer survivors, those that have lost people because of cancer. So since you began this ministry, how many people have gone through the program?
It's a great question. We are now in our second iteration of the program. We finally refer to it internally as our Journey of Hope 2.0. 12 years ago, we started kind of a very rough and unsophisticated process of going to local churches and faith-based organizations as we would be invited and actually do a training with their members and encourage them to invite other ecclesiastical friends and colleagues out of the community to sit and be a part of this training. And then 2 years ago, we decided that we wanted to invite the leaders of the faith community to one of our regional sites so that they could first get off of their campus so that they wouldn't be distracted and then be immersed in a concentrated orientation around what is cancer care ministry. And since we've done that, we have commissioned 500 plus ministries since 2013 and 300 plus churches represented that group. And we now have a minimum of 99 ministries that have started officially as a result of the Our Journey of Hope program. And so now that we've kind of refocused our leaders around being immersed into this, we are seeing tremendous traction and we're seeing tremendous effect where they are now going into their local hospitals. They're going out recruiting other ecclesiastical bodies. Our Journey of Hope is not a denominational driven ministry. This is really important. We really are not concerned about a denominational orientation as much as people who are of faith, who believe in God, who has a relationship with Christ, no matter what flavor that may represent, that all and every faith-based community is being affected by someone in their community with cancer. Mm-hmm. Cancer is not an individual disease. It's a community mm-hmm. disease. It's a congregational disease, but yet we haven't learned how to rally our community or our congregation. Mm-hmm. And so we are now better affecting that movement as we continue to help our organizations in the local faith community to understand that their members of their church and their community need to be supported, mm-hmm. and not just through prayer, but within very practical mental, emotional, physical, and emotional ways as they deal with the negative effects of sickness and disease and cancer.
So after I or someone goes through this training, is there follow-up so that we can have the latest cutting-edge tools to help with this ministry?
Absolutely. We like to often use this expression that this is not a date, that this is a marriage. And so at the end of the day, we have committed to being partners with those organizations and individuals who have gone through our training and to help support them, encourage them, and continue to refuel them with ongoing support. We have an online community that members who go through the training so that they can also communicate with each other, with other ministries across the country, and to upgrade materials online that they can feed off of, speaker series, subject matter. So yes, the intent is to continually be ongoing in development and growth and nurturing of this relationship.
I feel so blessed just, you know, hearing what you have done. Has cancer ever hit home? Has there ever been anyone in your family?
I have been often asked in my 20 years of this ministry, has cancer personally affected me? And this is the ironic thing, that I cannot sit here and tell you that I've been personally affected by cancer. And I've often asked the question, Lord, why did, you know, you call me into this ministry? Because I'm one of the few people who can make that statement. And it's very few people mm-hmm. who can say that today, that I have not been affected by that. But the cancer community has become my family. Mm-hmm. I have literally shared the highs and lows with so many cancer patients and their caregivers, that though I have not been negatively and personally impacted by cancer, I so feel akin to this community. And I thank God every day for being called into this ministry, because it's a really thankless ministry. It's not sexy. It's not glamorous to have a cancer care ministry.
Well, and the thing of it is, the word cancer comes with so much fear that people think if they say the word, it will bring it on.
You're correct. There's a connotation and an association with not giving conscious thought to it, not giving conscious verbiage to it. And these are all fallacies, of course, but that has been the power and the magnitude of this term. And part of the mission of Our Journey of Hope is to is to reverse that paradigm and to kill that dynamic, because if we can't say it, we can't fight it.
Yes.
If we can't talk about it, we can't approach it. And certainly at the end of the day, the Word of God tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony.
Right.
And so we've got to learn how to reverse that dynamic and that schism around mm-hmm. the idea of what cancer is and what it isn't, and ultimately how do we approach it.
Yes. When my sister was going through her experience, we just sat down and we said, we're going to make a decision here.
Mm.
No dry bones. Mm. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Yes, yes.
And we knew she had, you know, cancer in all of her bones. We said, no dry bones, no dry bones. And the doctors said, you know, her bones are so riddled, can't even manufacture
sure.
blood anymore.
Sure.
And I'm here to say that we just, when we would hear those reports and we would feel that fear coming up, we just, no dry bones. Because that fear is really deleterious.
Yes.
Joy is when we're strong.
Yes.
When we can have joy, we're strong in the Lord. And, of course, in her case, she went into full miraculous remission.
Praise God. Amen.
Not everybody has that. And
but
you can have joy.
But to your point, you minimally you can have joy. But what I can say without contradiction, Rose, and again, 20 years of bedside care with patients, late stage cancer who had in some cases, quote unquote, failed therapy. I don't know how you fail therapy, as if it was an ACT
yeah.
test, like it was something that mm-hmm. you did wrong. But at the end of the day, I can tell you of many stories because of the component of understanding how to apply faith with practical support, mental, emotional, nutritional, naturopathically, to see how those scenarios shifted and changed that really turned the tables in many cases. And I want to be clear as a disclaimer, I'm not suggesting that every patient that I ever prayed with or mm-hmm. ministered to survived a bout of cancer, but I've seen miraculous things happen. And to your point, that's the reason why we entitled this Our Journey of Hope,
mm-hmm.
because the Bible says where hope is deferred, it makes the heart sick, and that
yes.
hope is the anchor of the soul.
Amen.
So those are fundamental core Christian values that we have been guaranteed by our relationship from the Father God, that when we apply that to all of our negative circumstances, we potentially
mm-hmm.
create the opportunity that all things
Amen.
Are possible
Amen.
To them who love God.
So let's look towards the future a little bit.
Yes.
What are some plans as you move on? What has God inspired you to do next?
Wow, that's a great question, and it's a timely question. I am the newly appointed National Director of Spiritual Programming for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, which incorporates...
Congratulations!
Well, thank you. So I'm humbled, and I'm very grateful, but I've been charged with casting the next element of vision for this program, and what else can we do. And some of the things that we are certainly looking at and looking toward are some national convention conference settings where we can really embrace a larger audience of people from across the country, and in some cases now people who are contacting us across the world
yeah.
who have heard about the Our Journey of Hope program. We're looking at possibly developing some music specific for cancer mm. ministry to speak to cancer patients in a very distinct and specific manner
yes.
and to incorporate that within the framework of our mm-hmm. worship and our adoration of God in the context of being a cancer patient. So the future is bright. The horizon is huge. And at the end of the day, the only thing that limits us now is a lack of imagination, because we now have a true sense of traction that this segment mm. of audience of people, when they are nurtured and supported
yes.
with a sense of spiritual hope within the context mm-hmm. of good clinical healthcare medicine, amazing things can
Amen.
Happen. And so we want to own that space and say that cancer is beatable, it is treatable, and it is definitely survivable at the end of
Amen.
The day.
Amen. Amen. And what a great note to end the show on. I just have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com. www.mrgmedium.com.